This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From Lake Michigan to the Mississippi and every river, lake, and field in between, let's talk everything outdoors. Yeah, it's time to hop on the crazy train. Welcome to the Midwestern Shooter Supply Cutting Edge Outdoors, presented by Coleman Insect Repellents. Fasten your seatbelts for a wild ride through Wisconsin's outdoors, only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Aboard! You're on the crazy train with the Midwestern Shooter Supplies Cutting Edge Outdoors.
Well, good morning to you all on this beautiful Saturday morning with this slight heat wave. This is the Midwestern Shooter Supplies Cutting Edge Outdoors with your hosts, Danny Bush and me, Tommy the True Neubauer. And, of course, on the boards is Jazz. We'll just call you Jazz.
Good morning. I like that.
Yeah. Anyway, and it is nice weather out, you know, right now. And I'm sure it'll change, but we got a few days, about three more days, and two more days of nice weather. Anyway, we come to you every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. We are live. We are unrehearsed. And we do take your phone calls. You might want to open up those lines. Yeah.
They're open. They've been open. Stop throwing me to the wolves on the show. That's not fair, Tommy.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, and you can always call us live on the show at 414-799-1250, or you can email us live at ceoguys@yahoo.com. And you can also podcast us. You know, if you missed the show, you go back. Go on to...
check us out on the website at 1057fmthefan.com. Just go to On Demand, scroll all the way down past those other mediocre shows, The Big Show, Chuck and Winkler, Bill Michaels. Check us out at the bottom, Cutting Edge Outdoors, and you'll see us there, and you can catch up on all the latest shenanigans that go on from 6 a.m.
Yeah,
until
you can
8 a.m.
pick the first hour, second hour. As a matter of fact, you know, there's a number of people who listen to us on that podcast. Some people listen to us live. You know, over the, what is that old, when they listen to us live?
It's just
on their internet.
Yep, you guys can, they can find us in Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, or they can find us on 1250 AM, or online at 1057FMTheFan.com, or if you got a cell phone, if you got a smartphone, just download the app.
Yeah, they can download the app and send us up to 30-second voice comment. They've been using that on... a number of the shows lately. I've been hearing that on the Chuck and Winkler show.
It's new stuff. Yeah. I haven't really gotten into it. I haven't tested it out. I'm going to have to utilize that and pick on Bart every now and then. Yeah.
Some people are really good with that app stuff, you know, getting the apps and using their phone for every little thing. But
we need to get you on top of that. Good morning, Bushy.
No, Bushy
morning.
And I we're not into
morning,
that.
Guys.
We're not into that stuff, are we?
What?
We don't go to the app store. The apps. Go get apps
hey,
for
I'm
our
getting
phone.
More. I did a video conference yesterday, man.
Oh, you did? Hey.
I talked to a realtor up in Green Bay.
Yeah. A video
conference. A Dallaire Real Estate up there.
Yeah.
There used to be a guy at Green Bay Preble, great big heavyweight wrestler named Bubba. And Bubba.
What else would he be named?
Bubba, believe me, Bubba looked like a Bubba. He was big.
Yeah.
And I was like a 119-pound wrestler. And one time I made the mistake of going to the mat with Bubba, and he about crushed me. He just enjoyed just getting on top of me and just having me lay there like a flattened mosquito. And my cousin Andy was a big strong guy, and Bubba was his arch nemesis when Green Bay East would wrestle Preble. Mm-hmm. And anyway, but Bubba was funny. I remember one time he's talking to me, and he goes, "Yeah, when I'm out there, I get really tired." He goes, "But then I hear the crowd." go, Bubba, go. Go, Bubba, go. And that's true. In high school, the whole, you know, like wrestling was big up where I was. It'd be like a basketball game. The whole stands would be filled. Yeah. And they would. Everybody was behind Bubba, and the crowd would be chanting, go, Bubba, go. Go. But anyway, his son is working on selling my mom's house up there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So I had to call a number. No, he emailed me a link. I click on the link. You go. You sign in. And it's cool because the screen that he's looking at, you're sharing the same screen. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Technology.
Yeah, that is.
I think people would rather do that than have you come in and meet in person.
Yeah.
I think some business people would prefer to just do that rather than, oh, come on down to my office and we'll talk.
Yeah, we, as a matter of fact, on Christmas Eve, they call it Skyping, you know?
Yeah.
We Skype with my son and his family in Arizona on Christmas Eve, and then a few other times during the year, you know, the grandkids. And then, what my son Andy does is he hooks it up to the big TV, the 48-inch TV, right?
Right.
So that you don't have to look at the computer, you look at the big TV, you know, which is pretty cool. And he talked to the grandkids, and they're, you know, like doing whatever. But anyway, hey, I got to tell you, Bushy, and you probably already know this, but I want to let our listeners know that at 6:30, Brian Myrick, he's the president of Milwaukee's Muskies, Inc. He's going to be in the studio at 6:30 today talking about the Milwaukee chapter of Muskies, Inc. And then at 7:05, we've got Walt Cook calling in. He's from Walleyes Unlimited and talk about the ice derby that they got coming up. I think it's today, isn't it? I think it's the 20th today. Yeah, and then we have Doug Wegner calling in. He's from Fish X. He'll be calling in at 7:30.
Isn't it Doug Werner?
I'll tell you for sure. Is Doug Wegner.
What else is new?
It's Wegner.
Yeah, oh, so we were both wrong. You said Wegner. I said Werner.
Did I say Wegner? I meant
it's
Wegner.
Wegner.
Wegner. Yeah,
you
he'll
put
be
the
calling
two together.
And of course, you know, he's going to be talking about the main thing that's so cool about Fish X is that it's free, you know, which is cool. So we got a lot going on today.
We got the name straight and everything.
Also, Danny.
We got a lot to look forward to today.
Yeah. And when you.
Keep listening, damn it.
Or we're going to send Jazz out to your house.
You make that seem like a bad thing. I'm a lot of fun
Bubba
to hang
after
out with.
You.
Yeah, see. Yeah, it'd be a fun thing if Jazz came out. He brings a six pack with him, and
that's.
Wouldn't it be
you're
fun to do a radio?
No, that ain't it. I'm not cheap.
You bring a whole case.
I'm out of debt.
You bring
student
a 30
loans
pack?
Are paid off.
You bring a 30 pack.
I'll bring two 30 packs. I'll bring as much as
you know,
I can carry.
When we used to go to Canada, we thought we were being really slick because you're allowed one bottle of booze or one case of beer. So of course we'd buy the 30 pack cases of beer, thinking we were like. Sneaky, like we're getting extra six beers each across the border.
If you say it though, it's not 30. It's and especially if you're going up north, it's 30.
Yeah,
it's 30. It's a 30 pack.
When they asked how much you had, we didn't say 30. We said we got a case of beer.
Yeah, a case of beer.
Yeah, and the case of beer wasn't 12. It was 30.
We had a case of beer and that. And if you say nothing, you have nothing.
They really look.
They happened to my brother. He went up with a church group from Oshkosh. Eight guys in a van from Wisconsin. What do you got? Nothing. Pull her over here. They completely stripped the van down, checked them every. So when I went with my dad years later and had nothing because dad didn't drink, hearing was bad enough where he couldn't hear, so he's sitting passenger side. What do you got? Two cases of beer. And we had nothing. But I had but go on through. You're better off telling them you got something because think you got something to cover up. If you got Wisconsin plates, you got nothing. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No
yeah,
way.
Exactly. No way. Hoser. They call
Pull
you
over here. Take off, you hoser. Get over here.
Yeah, get over here, you hoser. Did you ever see that movie, Jez?
I have not.
Strange Brew. You got to see Strange Brew.
I'm going to see if that's on Netflix. I'm going to go check it out.
Have that with your
it's
beer,
the
too.
The dumbest movie you've ever seen.
There's no such thing as a dumb movie.
It's dumb in a funny way.
It's dumb in a funny way.
I can handle that.
Yeah. And you, like I said, drink your beer while you're watching it.
it gets
funnier.
I'll do that at 7 o'clock tonight when the friends are down.
Look at the part where they're trying to bribe the slightly overweight girl with the jelly donuts.
The receptionist, yeah. I got a jelly.
Go ahead. It's my last one. Here you go. It's a jelly.
People are listening like, what the heck are you guys
talking
about? You
gotta watch Strange Brew, man.
You gotta see, yeah, you gotta see Strange Brew. That's
speaking of Strange Brew, yeah. We watched it at Monkey Island years
yes,
ago.
We did.
When John, you know, when I gave him the idea of movie night.
Movie night.
And at Monkey
Island.
And actually,
Island, for two weeks, it was great.
Then we ran out of movies, so we had, yeah. worked good twice.
Yeah.
We had Blood Hook, and then we had Strange Brew.
Strange Brew.
Yeah, and... speaking of the Monkey Island, I think Tom Smiley, I think it was, sent me some pictures from Monkey Island.
Those.
Did you
yeah.
see those?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those were some classic old pictures. Yeah.
Speaking of Tom, I haven't seen him in a while.
He just sent you a picture.
No, he hasn't stopped in a while over at the store. So.
He hasn't come in to see you?
Yeah, normally it was about every 2 or 3 weeks. You know,
oh,
but,
really?
Yeah,
swing
but
by?
His knee and his back and neck, and they're not doing so good, you know, and he had a number of operations, you know.
Also, so. It's kind of hard for him to walk around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's painful. So anyway, but
so you get kind of bored when people don't come see you at the store.
Yeah,
right?
I like that when they come. Then we sit there and we talk fishing and whatever, you know.
I can see
great.
Why Sherpers is paying you the big bucks to stand around there and talk. Hey, come on! I was going outside to have a smoke anyway. Let's go talk.
Hey,
you don't check off your time. I bet you don't pull your time card and unplug it and plug.
Nope.
Yep, nope.
Nope.
That's
nope.
the way
all
to do it.
Paid time.
That yes. is the way to do it.
Hey, every store needs what do they call that?
A guy who does nothing.
Every store needs
a marketer and an advertiser.
They could hire a mannequin, Tom, and put your name tag on it.
Every store needs a little eye candy.
Oh,
I'm
you're
not
the
talking,
eye candy.
No, not me. We have all the young girls working there.
He
the
did
eye
have
candy.
A hot-looking blonde there a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's
in
Andrea.
There. Andrea.
I just saw her the other night.
Yeah, she was really cute.
Yeah, she is. She's a cute kid.
She likes to fish. Too.
Yeah, there's actually, and then there's Emmeline. Her and her husband love fishing. Yeah, they just don't get out as much as they'd like to. But a couple years ago, I turned them onto the mini mites, and they were going out to Fowler Lake. And I said, here, try these mini mites, you know. And I gave them a couple, you know, brought them in from home, gave them some. And they went out there because normally they go out to Fowler, and they had a little boat, you know.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't catch much, all right? They went out there with the mini mites. They were catching crappies and bluegills. They had a northern bite them off. He caught a little bass on it by accident. They were having a ball with them.
Now
yeah.
Fowler Lake's fished out. The DNR has to restock it.
Yeah. That lake has got so – that would be a good ice fishing lake, you know, because there's so many crappies in that lake, but a lot of smaller ones. You got to kind of sort through them, but there's a lot – and a good pike lake, lots of pike. All right, we got to go to our first break. And don't forget, we got a lot of people. We got a lot of stuff going on today, Danny.
Yeah, we just finished up 15 minutes of mindless rambling, so yep. Look forward to the next part. We got more.
That's right. So stay tuned to
the Midwestern Shooter Supply Cutting Edge Outdoors, Tom.
Yeah,
you've only been doing it for 8 years.
Yeah. No, I think it's more than that, but that's all right.
Write it down.
Let's go. Okay, I'm writing it down now.
Yeah, welcome back to the Midwestern Shooter Supply Cutting Edge Outdoors. I'm Danny Bush, single, straight, wealthy landowner from Douglas County, along with Tommy, the true Neubauer, true to what I don't know. And he's over there furiously scribbling some notes. 799-1250 is the number. Give us a call if you got a fishing report.
Questions or comments.
Give us a call if you don't have a fishing report.
Danny, you said that Pewaukee Lake didn't have much water on it right now with this warmer weather.
Well, I didn't exactly walk out there.
No?
I didn't exactly, you know, put on my hip boots. I think they got a little snow cover and stuff.
It hasn't
been warm
of...
that long. And today, I was wrong last week, but today is when Waterfront Pub starts the official fisheries out there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So today is the day that they're kicking off out there. And fisheries are going on all over the place now, and we'll have Walt call us from Walleyes Unlimited.
Yeah, yeah.
And that one's on Muskego, right?
Yep, that one's going to be on Muskego Lake.
AJ's.
AJ's Bar and Grill. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with raffle prizes.
All kinds of stuff.
Hats and horns at midnight, karaoke, everything. Well, maybe not the hats and horns at midnight.
Actually, today, karaoke. You know, if any ice jamborees going on today, it's going to be a nice day for being out there. You don't even have to be in a shanty today. It's going to be beautiful. You know, might be a little wet. Make sure you got your ice cleats, you know, because, you know, with this warmer weather, you know, you get that melting snow, and especially when it's a little breezy out, you know, that wind and the warm weather, that really melts that snow quick and just starts to get a little slick, you know. So, but at least the ice holes won't freeze up as fast. That's good.
Yeah, you got that going for you.
Yeah, you got that going for you.
It's always a trade-off, one way or the other. Yeah. I haven't heard much about what's going on out there. The Pewaukee chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow, though, headed by Tom Kep. Tom's gone out to Lake Erie, taking advantage. Remember when Randy Belko was in here from Midwestern Shooter Supply, and he gave us the heads up years ago on all these big walleyes they were getting out there?
Yeah.
Well, and I think Gillespie did a show out there.
Oh, he does
and
one
he, I think
almost
he was out
every
there a
year
week or so ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tom's been out there, and he asked the gang from the Walleyes Club in Pewaukee, hey, want to get a group together and go?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got like 27 guys signed up, and they're going to go like that first weekend in February.
Oh, yeah?
And it's going to be a, you know, I wish, You know, if I weren't so committed to this show, Tom, I could be on Lake Erie catching walleyes with my club. But it's a great deal for people. They got kind of a deal. They're figuring out the cabins. It's not going to be real expensive and be out there catching big walleyes.
Yeah, it's not real expensive.
And you can keep them and eat them there. Whack them over the head with a crowbar.
Yeah, they want you to keep them.
They flop twice, hit them with a baseball bat.
that's crude. Now that we're on the topic of fishing, got a caller. I got Jeff over in Muskego. Jeff has got some nice news for us. Jeff, what's going on? You're on Cutting Edge Outdoors.
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. Hey. Ice baby, Tom Neubauer.
Ice baby. That's how we roll here.
Sorrels. I got a new pair of boots.
I found out last night that you don't need a license this weekend to fish.
Why?
That's true. It's free fishing weekend, Tom. That's why.
Free ice fishing weekend?
If you were knowledgeable about these things all
that.
Outdoors, I knew it. Don't worry. I just kind of keep all
fishing?
My knowledge to myself.
What?
Yeah, come on out.
I'm going to drill some holes.
So I'm heading out to Wind Lake today for the Sportsman's Landing Ice Fishing Jamboree. I'm going to slam them, and we're going to eat some fish tonight.
All right. Good for you. What time is dinner?
Yeah, Tom's trying to get
it. 5 o'clock, Tom. You come on over anytime you want.
What are you going to fish for?
I'm fishing for Northern. That's all I fish for. Tom Neubauer knows me. I'm bait boy. Come on, bait boy.
Bait boy.
This is bait boy?
Hey, Tom's senile. He's losing it. He couldn't recognize
I'll be a son of a guy. I didn't recognize your voice.
Yeah.
You ever still see that Yahoo no-hole call?
Yeah, I do.
No-hole call.
Yeah?
Hey, I
don't even want to ask.
What?
I almost had to put the phone down because I had to pull my pants up. Right, Tom? Remember Irv?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's not there anymore.
No.
Wow.
No. I'm going to get some bait over here at Finn's. I'll be on the lake in about 10 minutes.
So you're going to fish Wind Lake for Northerns?
Say it again?
What lake are you on?
Wind Lake.
Yeah. Okay, and you're fishing for pike. Do you get any big ones out there?
I you know what? I don't. I usually get some snakes out there, just like I've been getting out in on Wava Sea. So I'm hoping to get some bigger ones today.
But you do eat them.
Not unless they're the right size, but yeah, you're right. You bet.
Yeah, I love pike. They're good, man. So more power to you.
Hey,
they're just tricky to flay up. That's all.
Yeah. Right. Oh,
not for experts like us.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You go to YouTube and look under, or go to Larry Smith Outdoors on YouTube and scroll down, and you'll see a northern pike filleting video. It's a different way to do it to get the bones out, the rib bones and everything, and the Y bones, and it's really works. It's really cool and it's really easy. So go on there and look it up. It's a different way of doing it.
Different
it's really
way.
Good. It's what, really
they got
good.
Some Native American from Canada with a ballpoint pen in 5.5 seconds.
No, just some guys in Wisconsin there.
Some guys.
Are you? Let me ask you. Are you still doing work at that other radio station?
I am.
You are? Good for you.
Yep.
Good for you.
Absolutely.
Well,
but you know what? I'm going to go get some bait. And you know what, Tom? I got to catch up with you some other time because I got people waiting on me. But you know what? It's so good to hear talk to you. And you guys have a great show over there.
Come see
it.
Oh, thank you.
It's live. Because it's live.
Go see him at Sherper's. He's lonely there, not working.
All right, Jeff. Thanks a lot.
And take care, man.
And give me a call during the week sometime, all right?
I'll give you a call. And I'll send you some pictures from the lake today, all right?
All right. Thanks. Okay, bye, Jeff.
Bye.
Yeah, Jeff used to be my producer.
Well, just tell him not to send you a text because you won't even see a text.
Yeah, Jeff, I know he's listening.
Jeff,
don't
send a text. Not even a picture.
No, not even
a
picture.
That's how people send pictures of stuff, dude.
I'm sorry. I don't look at any. If there's a text message, it gets erased I'd never look at it. Never
you gotta, capitulate here. You can't just be stubborn your whole life.
Yes, I can.
You were the caveman who refused to use toilet paper when it was first invented. using leaves just because you were stubborn.
I may be stepping boundaries in my role, but can I ask why?
What?
Can I ask why?
Why what?
Why you don't respond to texting?
I don't want to bother. Well, first of all, the first reason is I generally don't have my reading glasses with me, so I can't read the damn thing.
My dad says that all the time. Yep. Okay.
The other thing is, if somebody wants to get a hold of me,
buy a dollar pair.
No,
here's 10 of them at Dollar Store.
No, here's the other thing.
Dollar General.
If somebody wants to get a hold of me, all they got to do is call me and tell me what it is. I don't want to be reading stuff. Just call me and tell me.
He's old school. I like it.
Just call me and tell me. And if for some reason I'm not by the phone, leave me a message. I'll call you then.
Yep.
I'm not going to text you.
It's a lot easier to talk salacious to a girl if it's in text rather than saying it.
But. No, I like talking to girls, you know, on the phone.
You can't talk to any girls. Yeah, you're married.
Because then I don't even think about it. I just lower my voice. And
sound like a creepy guy wearing a trench coat with a bag of Tootsie Rolls in your pocket.
Should I get some romantic,
How you doing?
Music in.
How you doing? Remember that guy?
And he drives a van.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
And I have candy in my
dent removal isn't the only thing he's looking for. What a creep.
Yeah.
Is it too late to get Jeff back on the show?
You play a little. No, Jeff was my producer at a different radio station. I'll tell you one thing about Jeff. Okay.
What?
And I don't want to use his last name. I don't want to, you know, I don't know if he wants me to use it or not. But
Bait Boy.
Jeff. Yeah. I called him Bait Boy on the show. He was one of these guys that would, he would get me into places, you know, I mean, to do promotions or whatever and to promote the show and the station or whatever. He would get me into all these weird things. This guy could get into any venue. He would, you know, bust in, you know, whatever, sneak into them, you know, even though he didn't have an invite. He'd get into these venues. One time he was at some concert, some big, I forget what it was. It was a big band concert. He went out and bought a security shirt and jacket and hat and whatever. He got in.
Wouldn't it be cheaper just to buy a ticket?
No, because he would use that. He used that at other venues, other things.
I got arrested going into a Foreigner concert that way one time.
You did?
We're down in Springfield, Missouri in college. Yeah, Foreigner concert out at Southwest Missouri State University there. And all of a sudden there was a door there, and the girl inside the concert looked at us, and you know, we were all such good-looking guys.
Oh,
she smiled
course.
And opened the door. So the first two guys got in, and one my brother, another guy, Joe Hoyer from Ohio, and me and Randy Ott, he's from Brookfield here, we both got grabbed by the collar by the police officer, dragged on down. And you don't want to know the ticket that I got? Common trick, scheme, or device to obtain money, goods, or services. I still remember what was written on that ticket. Common trick, scheme, or device to obtain money, goods, or services. Cost me $35 and a lecture from a judge.
And a lecture.
My buddy Randy, though, he lied. He lied about he didn't have his ID on him, and he lied. He gave a fake name, fake app, all this stuff. He's still probably wanted in Springfield, Missouri by the cops because he never paid that ticket. Gave a fake name.
That's funny. That's funny. Oh, that was good to hear from Jeff. Yeah. Yeah, well.
We got to go to break.
Yeah,
and what do we got coming up at 6:30?
Well,
we're gonna have Brian Myrick coming into
Brian
the studio.
Myrick
Muskies Inc.
He should be around here. Hopefully, you know, he could call us and say, "Hey guys," he could call 799-1250. Hey guys, I'm by the side door. Let me in.
Well,
eh?
If it's not like 2 weeks ago when we had guests coming in, and you go, "Hey, there's some guys standing outside the window there. I don't know what they're here. They're our guests, Tom."
Here's the thing. If I would have saw, there he is.
It was only like 50 below.
He's there, but he's not looking
at
us.
Well, at least you're not saying, "Hey, there's a stranger outside there. What's that guy doing? Hey, wait back."
Well,
I
only saw the guy from South Africa with his face up against the wall. I didn't see Dan, and I didn't see all the other Pivich. I didn't see these guys. I don't know this other guy. I didn't know who he was. I thought he was, some guy looking for a bottle of whiskey or something. I don't know. All right, okay, let's go to break. I got to go let our guest in. We'll be right back with more on the Midwestern Shooter Supplies Cutting Edge Outdoors on both 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This week on the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Youth Sports Show, we're 30 and Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst at 1. That's the Bill Michaels Show, weekdays 10 to 2, right here on The Fan.
Come here, I'm going to eat you. I'm bigger than you, I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
The Gut Report is brought to you by V-Marchese Produce and Discount Liquor. Have you ever heard, Jazz, of a bechamel sauce? It's the beginning for many sauces.
And tell me more.
It's so easy to make.
Tell me more.
3 tablespoons of butter, melted. 3 tablespoons of flour mixed in there. You cook it for a couple minutes. Put in 2 cups of milk. Whisk it up really good, and you got a nice, thick sauce. It's actually the beginning for a great mac and cheese. Just start throwing your favorite cheeses in there and start melting it. Pour it over your noodles. Throw it in the oven. It's awesome. A bechamel sauce that's easy. You can add whatever spices you like to spice it up. Just remember, 3 tablespoons melted butter, 3 tablespoons of flour, mix it all up, cook it for a couple minutes, 2 cups of flour with the whisk, and you got a beautiful start of a beautiful sauce. The Gut Report was brought to you by V-Marchese Produce. When quality counts, you can count on V-Marchese Produce. Insist on the best. You can visit them at vmarchese.com and by Discount Liquor, where you'll find the best price, selection, and service at 51st and Oklahoma in Milwaukee and Main Street in Barstow and Waukesha. For weekly specials, go to DiscountLiquorInc.com.
Come here, I'm going to eat you. I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Tom, I got a macaroni and cheese recipe for you.
Yeah?
One word, Kraft.
Right out of the box.
Oh, boy.
Well, in the studio with us.
It'll be a cold day on Pewaukee Lake before you find me mixing some Burschel up.
No, bechamel.
Bechamel.
In the studio with us right now is Brian Myrick, president of the Milwaukee chapter of Muskies, Inc. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
You know, when Ron told me you were going to be in today, I was thinking, you know, this is the great time of year to be a member of a club like Muskies, Inc. because you have your monthly meetings. And if you're, you know, there's in the wintertime, there's not as much to do. And you go to the meetings, you learn new stuff. You talk with the other guys, talk about different things about muskie fishing, you know, and generally have a pretty good time.
Oh, yeah. It's a good way to help feed the habit in the off season a little bit, the addiction.
Of course, of course.
You get to go chat with folks. We do have 3 speakers lined up for our winter meetings. We actually went a little off schedule. Normally, we're the 4th Tuesday of every month, but we had to skip this coming Tuesday, January. We pushed it to Thursday, February 8th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Ty Sennett from the Hayward area and Luke Ronestrand from Minnesota coming in. They're going to do a panel discussion, sort of fielding questions right from the crowd and stuff. We're expecting that to be a pretty neat presentation, a little different than the normal one. And then the end of February, we have Ryan Grant from Green Bay coming to talk muskies and also touch on walleyes because that's kicking right around then as well.
Yeah, because you guys do fish for other fish once in a while.
Yeah. in a while. You bet. You bet.
Yeah.
And then the last speaker we have there at the end of March, the last Tuesday of March, we have Captain Doug Clouette coming in, and he's going to talk about sort of fox chain, and he's also figured out some things on Geneva. And so he's going to kind of give some insight onto that and some spring tactics he's found on those.
Wow, Geneva.
That's the new one.
That's the new one. It's always there's always something new all the time in the muskie world.
And those muskies are going to grow big down there. They got a lot of fatty forage that,
get
some big ones.
The initial things that they've seen is the growth rate is spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of above anything they've really seen.
Well,
on an inland lake.
Right.
Well, typically, I think biologically speaking, guys, I think when you plant a new species in a ecosystem in which they can thrive, there is an initial boom initially.
Yep.
That tapers off after a while, but there is an initial, and not just muskies. I think that's kind of, like I said, I've read that's like a biological thing. That's why when vermilion all of a sudden hit the scene, boom, I mean, it hit in hard, big muskies everywhere. And then after a while, it kind of tapers down. But yeah, I guess now's the time to get in on that boom on Lake Geneva.
Yeah, I think so. Those fish are all getting big enough to be fun.
Big and dumb.
Yeah.
That's the way we like them.
So we toyed around there a little bit this year, but
did you?
It's a big pond to figure out.
What is it, over 5,000 acres, yeah. Right? Yeah, it's a big body of water.
The benefit, I imagine, of going out there is you could probably pick up a bunch of pike in between, especially if you're like trolling for them out there. I mean, you can do some deep water trolling, try and figure some weed edge things, and you might get a pike, you might get a muskie, maybe even a big bass now and then. So, yeah, maybe deploying a little Pewaukee small crankbait tactics trolling out there might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see what Doug says about it because he's definitely put the time in from what he said. Mm-hmm. So
be interesting.
What's it take to be a member of the Milwaukee chapter of Muskies, Inc.?
Yeah, so Milwaukee chapter of Muskies, Inc., we're just part of the overall parent org of Muskies, Inc. So you can
go how many states is that, by the way?
Oh,
how many organizations? How many chapters? Lots.
We had the magazine in front of us. They'd have a list of all the chapters. I think there used to be close to 100.
Growing.
Well, maybe not 100, but I mean, I know there's chapter number 50 something.
Yeah, and I think we're in the 60s.
Maybe 60s. Yeah. I think
it's
right.
A lot.
Yeah.
And they're all over. There's new muskie, you know, waters being put all over the U.S. thanks to these groups doing that. So it is, it's really.
So
really
I was I interrupted you. I'm sorry. My initial question was, what does it take to become a member? So,
$35 single?
So the annual membership, it just went up.
It
was $35 for years and years and years, and probably should have done some incremental going up before.
Oh,
you get
did
to
I luck out?
Mass.
I just I got my $35 in at the nick of the wire.
$35.
So I believe it's now $45.
Okay.
So it's $45 a year for a single. I think it's $50 or $60 for a family, something like that. But you can go to muskiesinc.org to do that. You can come to any of our meetings. We've got registration forms there. And if you go to any of the muskie expos coming up in the area, there'll be places to sign up there.
Well, here's why, Brian, I tell people they should be a member of Muskies, Inc. Now, as you know, I've been a member for, I don't know, almost 20 years, I'm thinking. And I don't go to the meetings. Well, I've done one or two, but, I'm just busy. But if you fish in these area lakes, the club has done such a great job supporting stocking over the years that I even tell clients who come from Illinois, I tell them you should join the Pewaukee chapter because the money you're putting in there goes into the resource that you're using. And, for it used to be 35, now 45, big deal. Same reason I'm a member of the Pewaukee Walleyes for Tomorrow chapter.
Same here.
I'm supporting it.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a great magazine each month. You get a magazine. And
from Muskies, Inc.?
From Muskies, Inc. Yeah. It includes a subscription to the magazine and opportunity to go to the meetings. And
participate in your... You have Muskies, Inc. tournaments, the chapter challenge with the one in Illinois and that.
Yep.
Don't you have two a year, one in the spring, one in the fall?
Yeah, so we've got the Quad County chapter challenge.
Right.
That's always opening weekend of the season. It's a real fun one against the guys in Illinois. And then there's a Wisconsin statewide one. It's called the Larry Kleba Challenge, and it rotates from chapter to chapter.
Okay.
So the date can kind of shift a little bit. It's generally right around that Father's Day weekend, give or take. And this year, I believe it's going to be at Pelican Lake in mid-June again.
Oh, that's a great time to be there.
Oh,
that's a perfect time.
Oh, I know it is. I'm hoping it all works out.
Mid-June,
Pelican? Yeah, you get up in northern Wisconsin, that first couple weeks are mid-June area. They're off of their spawn, and they're starting to put on a feed bag. That's a great time.
It's real neat. There. I love it up there that time of year because the fish can be in 2 feet of water or 30 feet of water.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're all over.
I love it.
I think I fished pelican once. It seems to me there was a big bar right by a boat launch with tons of muskies on the wall in there.
Yeah,
I went and did it.
You know about that,
like
right?
Fall.
He knows about the bar by the launch.
I went and had a hamburger, Tom. So
okay.
Yeah, and it was off high. Is it 51?
45.
45.
Yep.
I was going to say, that was my second guess. Right off Highway 45,
I was driving up north by myself once, going right by that, and my phone went off on the special weather alert, and I had already switched my phone to Northern Vilas County.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, man. So I pulled to the side, checked the weather forecast, said, well, if I'm going to get any fishing in today, this storm is going to wipe me out. I better fish right now on Pelican. So I ran out on Pelican, and on my second cast, I got a 42-incher.
Hey, can't beat that. I know Steve Milliot used to fish creatures there years ago.
Yeah.
He used to work with plastics and stuff. And I went there, I think, in the fall. I was coming back from Vue des Aires, and I thought, well, I've heard about this Pelican Lake. And I went out my little aluminum boat, caught nothing. But, yeah, it sounds like a good place to go back to.
Yeah.
They still got that bar there with all the muskies on the wall?
Oh, yeah, it's there. Okay, the burgers. Yeah, I got a burger there.
Right. Hey, we'll have to go.
Okay, coming up next, folks, we need a contestant for the Hornswoggle. It is sponsored by Bucky's Fine Meats and Sausages in Maguanago, and Bucky's does more than just meats. They got seafood. They got rubs. They got sauces. They got this. They got the – hey, I got to tell you something real quick. Somebody a while back, just not too long ago, a month or so ago, gave me –
real quick, is it, Tess?
Yeah, it'll be quick. They gave me some jerky. They said, oh, Tom, you got to try this jerky. This is the best around. I tried it. It was decent jerky, but not as good as Bucky's. Not as good as theirs. They still have the best. And anyway, you will win a $10 gift certificate by playing the Hornswoggle. Be the first caller to be the contestant. 799-1250 is the phone number. Call right now. What is this? Steve Austin? Steve Stone Cold Austin?
The world's greatest wrestler. Excuse me. WWE superstar Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He wasn't the world's greatest wrestler. The greatest wrestler was Bubba, and he went to Green Bay Preble. In 1974, Go Bubba, go.
I disagree. The world's greatest wrestler was right from South Milwaukee. The Crusher. He was the world's greatest wrestler.
Ooh, you're in the Crusher country there.
You don't
remember
really,
driving my Harley with my
jazz. You're too young to remember the Crusher.
I was drinking.
I need to get my wrestling game up. I've been slacking. The Crusher.
I'm a big fan of Baron Von Raschke and the Claw.
Yeah. All right.
So once I give you the Claw,
I'm going to give you the Claw.
I like to do that with little kids. I always come up and I go like this, and I give kids love it when you give them the Claw. They go, okay. No.
Okay, it is now.
Got the Claw, Uncle Dave. The Claw.
We've got Don over in Racine, who's going to be playing the Hornswoggle with Bushy.
Okay.
What's going on,
Don? Good morning,
Don.
How you doing this morning?
We're doing good, man. Okay, so here we go. If I'm lying, just say that's a Hornswoggle.
Okay.
Okay, if I'm telling the truth, no Hornswoggle. Here we go.
Okay.
Bait casting reels have been around forever. However, the spin cast reel was invented in 1937 by Orville Redenbacher.
That's a Hornswoggle.
All right. Okay. And along those lines.
It was actually Zebco.
I would say, speaking of that, Tom,
I had a Zebco.
Yeah. Here we go. You'll know this next one is a gimme. The Zebco 33. The venerable Zebco 33 was perhaps, for the money, one of the finest and most popular spin cast reels ever. Hornswoggle or no Hornswoggle?
That would be a Hornswoggle.
Yeah, that's a no Hornswoggle. The Zebco 33 was big, big, big.
They sold kajillions of them.
Kajillions of them.
Well, they work for crap.
Okay.
How do you really feel, Don?
If you wanted to get the crappy ones, you'd get the Zebco 202. You're thinking of the plastic ones.
Hey, I was drinking powdered milk with water, okay?
Yeah. Okay. All right. You got a chance to redeem yourself here. You're 1-1 here. On the other side of the aisle, the Mitchell 300 spinning reel was perhaps what the Zebco 33 was to the spin cast fans. The Mitchell 33 was kind of like the general standard by which all were compared. Hornswoggle or no Hornswoggle?
You mean the Mitchell 300.
Mitchell 300, spinning.
That's no Hornswoggle.
No Hornswoggle, that's right.
Wasn't that white? Weren't those Mitchells white colored or no?
No, they were black.
They were black. Okay, I was trying to remember. I had one back about 45 years ago.
Yeah, and the bail turned the opposite way from the other spinning reels.
Okay.
Yeah, the three
have a good drag on it. I couldn't remember if the drag was any good on them.
Yeah, the drag was decent.
It was all right.
It was but they had a good solid
reel.
They had that baby packed with so much grease. Were they packed with the grease? They were.
Why'd you take it apart?
Oh, to take out some of that grease.
Back together.
Yeah.
All right,
no, they
Don,
were pretty easy. All right,
Don, hang on the line. I'm going to get some info from you, and then we will go from there. Thanks for calling, and thanks for listening.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
You're all welcome, Don. Yeah, I'm going to be sending out.
I got a question for you.
What's up?
Is the over by the lake here in Racine, is that frozen up there in the harbor?
As far as I know, it is.
So if you have anybody out there that knows ice fishing or doing anything, I would like to know so I could get out there.
As a matter of fact, I saw a TV. It was either a TV show or it was an article where they were. Oh, it was an article last week, Sunday's paper. They were fishing in the harbor, ice fishing. Yeah, catching a lot of trout.
Great,
yeah.
Great.
All right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Don. Hold
all
on.
All right. Thanks, Don.
All right.
I don't know, Tom. I heard they pulled some guy out of the Kenosha Harbor.
Did they?
Yeah, a Good Samaritan the other day was jogging by, and some dude was in the water trying to hold on to some icicles on the side of the wall, and he
it's
jumped in and called.
Warm-up's going to be rough on those harbors.
Yeah. The Hornswoggle was brought to you by Bucky's Fine Meats and Sausages in Maguanago. Go to Bucky's, I think it's buckysfinemeats.com for more information. Okay. And I'm going to be sending Don.
Is that a website?
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess every place has a website now, huh?
Yeah.
If you sell worms on the side of the road and tin cans, you need a website.
It seems you need that. Hey,
wormsorus.com.
Okay. So now you wanted to tell us a little bit, Brian,
about
your,
the club.
Your raffle coming up.
What's coming
your panfish outing.
Yeah.
A big Muskie's Ink Club is going to have a panfish outing.
That's right. Yeah, we timed that up with our guide raffle that we have going on. So tickets for that will be available at the Southern Wisconsin Muskie Expo, which is next weekend, Friday through Sunday, at Waukesha Expo Center. And then 2 weeks after that, we'll be at the Milwaukee Muskie Expo up in West Bend.
Right.
And then we'll also have tickets at our meetings, and you can just contact us as well if you want tickets. But for that guide raffle, it's a half-day guide trip. We've had four different guides offer their services, so we'll be drawing four different winners.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Kep, locally here on Pewaukee Lake. Joel Walczak, Dave's Legacy mm-hmm. Guide Service, also Pewaukee Lake. Ryan Grant for Green Bay, and Ty Sennett for the Hayward area.
That's awesome.
So a little bit of mix for everyone's flavor, what they're looking for.
And we were talking before that, you know, everybody, it seems like there's a lot of ice jamborees going on. So what you guys are doing, you're going to have something like an ice jamboree, but it's going to be a panfish outing.
On open water,
and it's going to coincide with Smokey's Musky Bait and Tackle Shop's Mistake on the Lake, and that's the Saturday before opening.
That's correct.
So you're going to have your big panfish, and anybody can come and fish that, right?
Oh, you bet. That's open to anybody. I don't have the sheet in front of me. I want to say it's $10.
Yeah.
I mean,
are you
going to
have like
low.
A prize for the biggest panfish
yeah.
and then for the smallest panfish?
Oh, that's a good idea.
You got to have a smallest panfish
award. You
know,
I think we may throw that in
like,
there.
Like
now.
For hunting years ago, they used to have the big buck and smallest buck. My dad mm-hmm. once won a smallest buck contest.
I'd probably win that
buck.
Too.
But yeah, see how small of a little dinker that you could bring in because
We haven't printed the rules sheet on that, so I am gonna look at that. So yeah, we're gonna do that. It'll be a good time. We'll have meat raffles over at Curly's afterwards for the awards, and yeah, longest bluegill, longest perch, longest crappie. We also threw in longest pumpkin seed since Pewaukee Lake is absolutely loaded with those.
Yeah,
so
yeah, right. Right.
Those, we'll differentiate between them and the gills. And then we're going to do a heaviest bag as well. So
how about a rock bass? There's some red-eyed rock bass in
and
there,
I'm
too,
glad
you
I
can
came
catch.
In.
I'm sure.
We can throw in another category.
And then there's another one, the warmouth. It
warm
looks
mouth.
Like,
like a
but
green
I catch
sunfish.
Little dinky ones,
yeah.
but they're just a little different.
They're a cross between like a rock bass and a bluegill
right.
almost. They're
big
weird.
Mouth.
Big mouth, but they're smaller. You get some that are maybe 6 inches would be like a big one, you know.
My kid catches those in the Bark River all the time.
So with those categories, I think it would keep everybody excited because you a little bit of everything, you
I
know.
Like that.
You know what I mean? Like musky tournaments, you fish them, you think, I got no hope of registering or winning anything. Something like this, you got hope. Even if you catch a 1-inch bluegill, you're in the money.
You don't go into musky tournaments for the money.
Yeah. No, you sure don't.
And you're going to have like raffles for other things then, right?
We're just going to have meat raffles.
Yeah,
we're going to make it real simple.
Just like an ice jamboree.
Yep. Yeah. And then.
And that's going to be held out of Curly's?
Yes.
Yeah.
So registration and all that will be right in front of Smokey's there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the post fishing in the awards, and the meat raffles will be at Curly's right there.
Man, that sounds like a lot of fun.
The way I always looked at it, I felt like when we were leaving Mistake on the Lake, everyone was looking for somewhere to go, something to do.
Yeah.
Hey, we're on the verge of doing what we all love.
And so I think this could correspond. And do they cook for Mistake on the Lake? Do they normally have hot dogs?
Yeah, sometimes. I think so. Yeah. Depending on the weather.
Maybe we could get one of the trained technicians, like Andy or somebody,
Gordy,
to
whip up something.
Yeah. Put on their cooking apron. Grab the tongs and get the charcoal going.
Yeah. And for listeners that are new to the show that don't know what Mistake on the Lake is, at Smokey's Musky Bait and Tackle Shop on Pewaukee, the Saturday before opening day, people come out and buy and sell their old fishing lures, rods, reels, outboards, they bring whatever, but it's all fishing stuff. Yeah, you bring it out, set up a table, doesn't cost you anything. Set up a table and sell your old junk or buy some new junk, you know, whatever. And so there'll be a panfish outing on that same day.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
It'll be a perfect day to go, you know, hey, make sure the boat's working.
But here's the problem, Brian.
What's the problem?
I think 7 out of 9 years that we've been doing it, it's rained.
So you do it like the Salmonorama have an onshore division as well. So if someone doesn't want to
fish off the docks.
We have in the rules that you do not need to fish out of a boat. Yay. You can fish from shore. I said there's going to be someone getting elbowed right off Smokey's dock.
Right off the pier, man.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, hang with us there, Brian. We got stuff to do. We got Jazz coming up with our sports update. You're listening to the Midwestern Shooter Supplies Cutting Edge Outdoors, and now here's Jazz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.